Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Being part of this team.
I mean, it's awesome just to come back home and get to play for the team I grew up watching all my life. It's an awesome experience.
When you signed here, what was that feeling like?
So when I left Green Bay, I actually wasn't talking to Pittsburgh. I was talking to Cleveland. And they had a little delay of what they were going to do with me at the time. And after the Bengals game, last game of the year, Pittsburgh texted me and they go, hey, we want you in for a workout that Wednesday. I went in, they signed me. I mean, I never saw it coming. It's awesome. I love the fact that they wanted me at that time. I'm happy to be here.
When you were at Pine Ridgeland, did you think that this is a possibility?
No. I mean, so when I was at Pine Ridgeland, I was small. I don't know if you know, but I was like 200 pounds my senior year. I played wide receiver and defensive end. I was always physical, but I wasn't big enough to play the tight end position at that time. So when I went to college, when I got filled out and switched to tight end.
What happened? How did you, this workout regimen, what changed?
So when I went to Youngstown State, I wanted to play so bad, but we had a lot of older tight ends at the time. They were all bigger. I noticed that right away when I got there. So I knew how to get some size on me. So I talked to my strength coach, and I mean, calorie-wise, I was probably taking in like 8,000 calories a day, eating all the time. Every 3 hours, I have a meal just because I wanted to get to that point I could play at that level.
What do you have to do to make this team?
I think it's just consistency. Consistency and versatility, because the third tight end, you got to be versatile. You got to fill that gap where they need you for that certain play. And then also special teams, you got to be able to do all that stuff, running down the field, making blocks, making tackles.
You think you've opened some eyes here?
Yeah, I think I have. I think the strength for me is my run blocking, my physicality. And at that point, it's kind of just executing when you get your chance. You got to be able to execute when you get your chance to go out there. If it's a run block, coverage, or whatever you have to do at that time, you got to do it.
You're catching the playoffs. Did that kind of put you on the map, you think? The touchdown?
Yeah, that definitely helped me. My junior year of college was big. No one really knew Youngstown State at that point. Definitely put us on the map. And then going to the national championship helped also that year.
Do you still talk to any of your guys from Pine Ridgeland, or Coach Eric, or anyone?
Yeah, so I actually talked to him a couple weeks ago. He wants me to come by and probably talk to the kids and say a few words. I'll probably do that when I have an off day, or maybe after training camp, I'll go over and say hi to him. But he understands where I'm at this point. He gave me some criticism, some helpful words.
Who was your quarterback? Was it Ben?
Yeah, Nucci? Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Is there any gee whiz or dream come true aspect to signing with the Steelers? Or is it just professional at this point?
I mean, it is a dream come true because I'm from here. I mean, I grew up, my whole family was Steelers fans. My brother wore a Frank or Harris jersey growing up. I mean, that's just, it was our family. But where I'm at this point, I can't really think about it, because once you start thinking about that stuff, it's going to get caught up, and you're going to lose focus on what you have to do at this time.
Did that ever hit you in like the first couple days, or at any time you just got to look around or look at the helmet? Or
yeah, I'd say when I first got here and I got the helmet is when it hit me. And I actually saw it. I saw the uniform, put it on, everything is when it hit me.
Did you have a favorite player?
Heath Miller.
Oh.
So high school I wore 38, college I wore 83 because of him, because I switched positions to offense. So, yeah, as a big fan of Heath Miller growing up.
But this might not even be a wow experience for you, because you had college, you had NFL coaches, kids on your team, didn't you? Or college coaches' kids on your team growing at Pine Ridgeland. Didn't Coach Whipple's kid play there? And
yeah.
When you were there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've been involved with, like, the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a few. Yeah. But at that time, I never thought, you know what I mean? I wasn't really thinking of that aspect at that point.
What would your family have thought if you had ended up in Cleveland?
I mean, they definitely would be happier if I was here compared to Cleveland, but they're not going to be like that. My family's very supportive, so wherever I'm going or what I'm doing in my life, they're going to support me.
What's your family and friends think now?
I mean, they love it. All my high school buddies were at the last preseason game, so they'll probably be at this one too.
How many tickets you have to get out? 100?
I'd probably say 20.
20?
For this game, at least. Yeah.
What was it like to get a chance to play at Heinz Field wearing a Steelers uniform?
Yeah, so I got to play there twice previously in college, playing at University of Pittsburgh, but it was awesome to be back there. And I, actually being in the Steelers uniform meant a lot to me, playing at that field.
Did you get any D1 looks when you were in high school?
No, I was small. So that's really the thing, is I didn't have a lot of film. And playing defensive end at 200 pounds isn't how good cause.
Did you ever think of transferring at all with the dad? Or did you, were you happy at Youngstown State when you were there?
Yeah, so coaching staff wise changed after my sophomore year at Youngstown. Bo Pelini from Nebraska came, he brought his whole coaching staff, and that's when I really fell in love with it. And then Jim Tressel became the president, and the university just took off. And I really loved the way he transformed the culture at the university.
Well, that definitely helped you get here.
Yeah, yeah, Bo taught me a lot.
Just playing in Heinz Field was kind of old hat, you know, that was like your third time in there.
Yeah. I've been there before, so I knew to expect and how to perform at that field.
How did you feel about your performance?
Last game?
Yeah.
I felt good. I'd say there's maybe one or two things I wish I could have done better. There's always room to improve, but I think overall I had a good first game.
What goes into an 8,000 calorie a day diet?
So that's
how do you maintain that, especially like in college?
That's just desire to put it on because I wanted to play so bad. So at that point, I mean, I literally, so if I went to bed, say 10 or 11 o'clock, I'd get up at 3 in the morning, eat something, go back to sleep, get up at 6, eat something, eat again at 9, 12, et cetera, every 3-4 hours.
It's probably good stuff. Like, I'm sure I could do an 8,000 calorie day, but it wouldn't be anything good. Like, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, it was all healthy food, all protein or gainers that the university provided, everything like that, to put on good size and weight.
What were some of the biggest things that your college coaches taught you at Youngstown that has helped you throughout training?
So I think one of the biggest things is when my coaching staff changed, I got a tight end coach, Joe Gaines, and he played quarterback at Nebraska, actually. He taught me the scheme of how to read coverages and rotation and blitzes and stuff like a quarterback. And at this level, it's huge because you have to be able to see the switch and the coverage roll down and stuff, because that changes what you're doing as a tight end.
Right. And then you said you grew up a Steelers fan. How crazy is it to see, catching passes from, Roethlisberger and, seeing some Steelers legends walking around? Has it hit you at all or anything like that?
Yeah, it's definitely hit me. I mean, it's real special to be here, and I love being around those guys. But at the same point, I can't really be thinking like that. Because once I start thinking like that, it's when I just get on focus about what I have to do and what I do for my job.
What were you at Pine Richland, your weight?
My senior year, I was 200, 205 pounds roughly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what were you when you graduated from Youngstown?
255.
What are you now?
255. Okay. 250, 255, yeah.
Kevin, there were, I think, between the two rosters Friday, there were 7 Whitfield players between Steelers roster and Bucks roster. What does that say about kind of football in this region and how it's developed talent over the years?
I think it's been growing since I've grown up here. I mean, look at Pine Richland, now we're 6A. I was there, we were 4A. And before I played, we were 3A. So, I mean, it keeps growing, getting better. The coaches get better. And you always got those rivalries with, like, North Allegheny and Central Catholic that always up the level of competition. So, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.